We're talking with Dr. Bill Silcock, a scholar and leading global innovator in journalism education. Firstly, I hope you're enjoying your staying here. And I know you are really busy with workshop, but I'm really glad you find time to do this interview.
Of course, no problem.
So firstly, America is voting for president this year. And are there some pre-election tensions between people because of polarization? And
oh, yes. America is full of election tensions. If you watch the media, and of course, if you watch the candidates, Trump and Biden, Trump is not the only Republican candidate. Of course, we still have Nikki Haley in the race as of today. When the South Carolina primary happens in a couple of weeks, it's pretty likely she will also drop out. So then Trump will have his mandate. But if you ask, people are like tiptoeing around it. My friends, my neighbors, some of which are Trump supporters, many of which are Biden supporters, don't always talk politics. Everybody is, interestingly, both people from both past political parties seem to express the same thing. They wish they had different choices. And I think it's ironic that in America, they don't. They think Joe Biden is too old, has maybe some potential health issues. They'd like to see younger people have a chance. That's the Democrats. And the Republicans feeling, some of the Republicans feeling that they just don't want Donald Trump again. Now, majority, 75% or so, are going to back Trump. But 25%, according to some of the latest polls, will not back Trump, even in November. So it's going to be a very interesting few months as we head into the election season.
And how do you see this situation? Do you see someone's victory already or some third candidate maybe?
This is, from a news point of view, a classic story, but it's absolutely no idea in any way it could turn out a whole different ways, especially because global events. We have Ukraine. We have what's happened in Palestine. Interestingly enough, the economy is doing quite well in the United States. I don't think the Democrats have done a very good job of getting that message out to the total electorate. But as you probably know, people are sometimes very diehard Republicans. They're always going to vote Republican. Some people are diehard Democrats. They're always going to vote Democratic. But a lot of people, I don't know what the exact numbers are, but it's enough that it sways the election, are what's called independent voters. Purple is a color, not red, not blue. And those voters are interesting because a lot of those are women. And so abortion is a big issue, pro-choice and right to life kind of people. So how they will vote as suburban housewives will again determine and have a big say on the election. So there's a lot of still unknowns. Right now, it seems like Biden and Trump all the way to November. And that, I think, exhausts many people, many Americans.
And election means a lot of work for media and media workers also. And when talking about reporting about parties and election, what is the biggest problem? What is the issue?
The biggest problem right now is the increasing number members of the audience don't trust the media. Trump has done a horrific job, but a masterful job of convincing his supporters and others that the media is biased. They favor one political party. I've been in rallies, campaign rallies in Phoenix, Arizona, which is what they call a swing state, where Trump has been speaking and at the back, the press, and he literally tells the crowd, turn to the press and shame them or stuff like that. That has never happened in the history of our country. So it makes it tough for young reporters to say, do I even want to do this? For veteran reporters who scratch their heads, say what's going on, but they're very brave and they continue to report.
I know you're here for a short time, but have you noticed in Croatia anything, or did people tell you something? What is going on here? Do you feel here some tensions? We have super election year this year.
I know that it's the election season. I haven't, of course, because I don't speak the language, I don't pick up all the nuances. I see some of the things visually in the signs. I know politics is also complex in this country, as they are everywhere. What I do worry about is the Trump reputation and the Trump way to run a campaign has clearly spilled over to other countries, other continents. I don't think that's good. For any simple idea, for instance, debate. Trump will probably not debate Biden. I'm not sure Biden wants to debate Trump. I think both of them up on the screen is not good for either candidate because they make a lot of gaffes, especially Biden more recently. And under the pressure of debate, television lights, being live, they can make a lot more mistakes. And that could sway people who are undecided one way or another. But in terms of the election season in this country, I know what's going on. I have a vague idea of who the candidates are. I just think it's important that the voters, and hence the press, do all they can to put into the hands of voters information, make it easy. I was just looking before this interview on an NBC, it's an American Network News website, and it's very clean, very easily to figure out. Here's what the candidates stand for, you know, their platforms and stuff. And a lot of people just don't want to go to a website and read a bunch of campaign stuff. And when they don't do their homework, that's when democracy is in trouble.
Do you have some tips for reporters when talking about elections?
Listen to what the voters' issues are. Make it easy for them to find the answers. Don't tell them the answers, but be like a teacher. Journalism, there's a quote at the Missouri School of Journalism where I got my PhD that says, journalists are the schoolmasters of the people. So in other ways, we're like teachers. And the audience isn't dumb. They're just very busy. And especially in the American elections, there's an old adage that people don't really pay attention to the elections till after Labor Day, which happens in September. The election is in November. So a lot of stuff can happen in the primary season. In August, there'll be two big conventions. Trump will get, you know, nominated and Biden will get nominated. But all of this stuff leading up to that is sort of noise. Although Trump is saying a lot of things, even this week, rhetoric things about NATO, and things like that that are really shocking to most Americans, probably shocking to Croatians and Europeans. Why is he doing this? Nobody quite knows. He's just, he's a showman. He's shock value. But he has to be respected because if he is the Republican candidate, we have to respect him. And that makes it very tough. I do know, the last thing I'll say, that the American, broadly speaking, the American press, I'm talking about the major newspapers, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Los Angeles Times, Chicago Tribune, the major networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, to whatever varying degrees, they're trying to do a much better job of calling Trump out, fact-checking him, even live in debates. You know, he said something, it's not true. And that's important. But I'm not sure if that just doesn't just add to the cacophony of chaos. And so some voters just walk away and say, it's too confusing, I can't deal with this. And what I really fear is a lot of young people feel the same way. I feel that they might, college students, I have three millennial kids in their 30s. Hopefully they'll go vote. But you just, it's too important of an election for anybody to be apathetic. I think people will engage, but we have a long way till November. It's only February.
And when talking about the younger people and popular culture, mass communication and politics, how do you comment these three things connected?
Well, all you have to do, you don't have to look very far than Taylor Swift. I mean, there's a stupid conspiracy theory out there, but a lot of, I think I was looking last night, some of the statistics, people who believe it is unbelievable. Taylor Swift is not in conspiracy with Joe Biden to get him elected. You know, even the Super Bowl, which was on Sunday, and tragically there was a shooting yesterday in Kansas City, but the Super Bowl was rigged and won so that Taylor Swift, you know, and the football team could win. All of that is garbage. But, you know, people believe way too much on their phone. And that's why the journalists, as the fact checkers, the information seekers, almost have to do a different kind of job of explaining why journalism is important. Why, Mr. Audience Member, Mr. Viewer, Mrs. Listener, Miss Listener, you have to, this is why what I'm telling you is important. You're not willing to go out and spend 3 hours researching it. I am, trust me. And with the internet, you can put that all on the web. You know, if you don't believe me, fact check it. Here it is, you know. But the interplay between culture, Taylor Swift being the example, will continue to grow. I mean, Trump himself is an entertainer. And so it's just going to grow bigger and bigger.
And for the end, can you comment me maybe on this trend in last few years where right wing is winning election all over the world.
Yeah, that's a bit scary, especially the neo-Nazis and stuff. You know, hopefully people will find a way to counterbalance that through the fair and democratic election process. But I think there's an important lesson. We as journalists need to ask ourselves, why are they winning? What's missing in society that they are not getting, or that they feel franchised or marginalized, or in some ways that they need to have the rebirth of xenophobia? It's awful, but there's so many voices in the world, none of them without significance. We have to respect their right to have a voice. But we have to make sure through calm and clear communication through the press that they come to understand voices that are telling the truth. And that seems very elusive in today's global society. You know, what is truth? It's the fundamental question they've been asking since, you know, the days of the Apostle Paul and stuff like that.
Thank you very much, Fred.
It's been an honor and a privilege to speak with you. Happy to visit again later on. You know, it'd come summertime and come November. If you want to circle back, we'll tell you more what the advantage point is from America.